Good morning. This is Ryan File from the Mail Tribune, and you're listening to the First Thing podcast. It's a weekday podcast that touches on our top two or three stories of the day. You can listen to past episodes and other podcasts done by my colleagues at mailtribune.com/podcasts. You can also listen to them on your mobile device using SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or Stitcher. Anyway, here's your news. It's Wednesday, January 10th. A man who left behind the bodies of two dogs in a Medford motel bathroom will serve more than a year in prison. Tabari Latif Hayes, 39, pleaded no contest Tuesday in Jackson County Circuit Court to aggravated animal abuse for leaving two pit bulls that had died from neglect inside a motel room weeks before he moved out, according to a release issued by the Jackson County District Attorney's Office. While not an admission of guilt, a no contest plea has the same legal consequences as a guilty plea. On September 21st, painters found the bodies of two severely malnourished dogs inside the bathroom of a motel room at 500 North Riverside Avenue. There was no sign of food or water in the confined space, and the room was heavily soiled with urine and feces. Hayes, who had been evicted after living in the motel room for about 3 years, told police the dogs had stopped moving roughly 2 weeks before motel staff found them. Hayes denied to police that the dogs belonged to him, though he admitted he knowingly left them in the bathroom and kept them there. This one was actually from Tuesday's paper, but I wanted to still mention it today because it's an interesting data story. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office has been handling a surge of concealed handgun license applications and renewals, a trend driven by local population growth and more people buying guns in the wake of mass shootings across the nation, officials said. The Sheriff's Office processed 3,030 license applications and renewals in 2014. Numbers rose to 3,220 in 2015, jumped to 4,364 in 2016, and climbed to 4,813 in 2017, according to statistics provided by Sheriff Sergeant Dace Cochran. There are currently 15,427 active concealed handgun licenses in Jackson County, data shows. Well, that's it for today. You can read full versions of these stories on our website, mailtribune.com. You can also follow us on multiple social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube. Have a good day.